Hello and welcome to the Rita Channel. I am Rita Strau and I am here tonight because I felt called to jump onto the radio and get started with some new moon insights. You know, the new moon comes and it invites us to take a step back, to go inside. The new moon is when there's no moon visible in the sky, so it's completely covered by shadow. And what this shadow allows us to do is dig deep into that fertile soil that is our soul, that is who we are, and to dig deep for the gold that is deep hidden within us, and to bring it up into our conscious mind, into our forethoughts, and to give us an opportunity to speak out loud, to write, to intend. And also to make note of those desires in the heart may have gone without nourishment for some time. So this moon, January 2nd, 2022, preparing to receive. And what I receive is what I believe I will receive. And so it is that I am opening myself now, the closed dark corners of my soul, bringing them up into the light, asking for protection from Archangel Michael and being surrounded with the light of the Holy Spirit. We do this invocation now to begin our process of diving deep into our new moon ritual to give us the expression of the deepest desires of our souls. Take a deep breath now. Relax. Breathe in. Allow yourself to feel centered, awake, and aware. Breathe in the belly, golden light. Let that golden light filter through the entire body, through your physical form. Let white light now come in and radiate that huge, gigantic orb of light that is you, your light body. Breathe in and let the breath light it up. Let it expand. Breathe in green light now. Bring it in and down to the earth. Bring it down, honor Mother Earth. Allow your physical body to commune with this beautiful, loving, maternal energy. Let Mother Earth hold you now, holding you, supporting you, allowing you to be who you are, just as you were born to be. In this world, we are born into form, and we come with us. We come with us all that we need. All that we need comes with us. The guides are coming in close now, and they're asking us to just relax for a second and recognize that the human form that you occupy at this very moment is your home away from home. This is the place where you are, where you are residing while you are in physical form. So the body itself is a host to a divine being, but the body itself is also a beautiful nature spirit that has its own intelligence and its own wisdom, and that can function at a level of intelligence that we have no knowledge of. At this very moment, our physical bodies are taking care of processes inside of our body that we are neither consciously aware of nor fully understanding of. No one really knows how this body functions. A doctor may say he does, but there is a miracle and a magic that goes along with it. There is an animating force behind all life. And it is within this body, within this beating heart that is within your chest right now. Take a deep breath into that heart now. The physical heart, see the structures of the heart. Honor the heart, love the heart, appreciate the heart. See it for what it is, your connection to the divine. Now see around your physical heart. Breathe in a beautiful, deep blue cosmic heart filled with stars. Contains the entire universe. This is where we come from. This is our home. This is where we belong. So we are now residing in this physical form for this lifetime. We have decided to come down into form. We have descended into the earth to become part of her world, part of her life force energy. She supports us with everything that we need, with the breath and the air that we breathe, the food that we eat, the clothes that we wear, the shelters that we create for ourselves. And the communion of souls here on earth is nothing short of spectacular. As we come together as one being, one people in this moment, honoring cycles of the earth and the moon, the cycle that we find ourselves in, we take pride endeavoring birth into the who we are at our core. Taking a deep breath. Oh, that's it. Now, I want you to just begin to release everything that's been troubling you, no matter what it may be. It doesn't matter if it's just an irritation, perhaps. Maybe you're not looking forward to going to work tomorrow. You know, it could be a person in your life that causes you anxiety. Maybe just yourself. You know, you're driving yourself crazy. I know, and ruffled. So here's an opportunity for us to take a deep breath and say, all's well, I am enough. A very wise soul wrote this on a piece of paper and gave it to me one time, many years ago. A wise soul was my friend Rose. She has transitioned to the other side, and I know that I found this piece of paper with her message written on it a couple of months ago for a reason. Because I needed to hear that message. All is well. I am enough. Deep breath. All is well. I am enough. So whatever it is we think we're lacking, whatever it is we think we need, whatever it is we think we don't have that we want, just know right now, in this moment, all is well. And I am enough. We are enough. We don't actually need anything to be happy. We don't actually need anything to shift or change to be happy. We can be happy in this moment just by virtue of being alive, by sitting here breathing. Now let all that tension roll off your chest, off your shoulders, off your head. Let it roll down off your back and off your hips. And off your legs and off your knees and off your feet and ankles. Let all that tension roll down off your shoulders and your arms, your elbows and your wrists and your hands. Let everything that has weighed you down simply roll right off of you, drizzling down like raindrops on a window pane. Let your window pane become clear, beautiful, crystal clear. Feel yourself now radiating light. Like a beautiful crystal. Crystalline energy is what's coming in at this time. This is the kind of energy that you can use to your advantage. Because it's a crystal, it's clear, and it allows you to focus light, to focus heat, to focus attention. And the new moon gives us this opportunity to focus our attention on the things that we are wanting to manifest or create in this life. I'm taking this moment now to imagine that everything in my life that is problematic for me has been taken and placed on a shelf in a very neat and orderly fashion so that there is literally nothing in front of me. There is nothing behind me. There is nothing below me. And there is nothing above me. There is nothing on any side of me. I'm existing in clear, clean, crystal clear space. Take a deep breath. Feel the freedom that this clarity brings. Now, you might start to feel a little anxious as you feel as though there's nothing around you, but this is your opportunity to stretch. Etherically stretch your arms and your legs. Let your heart expand, soften, open, widen. And allow yourself again to feel rooted and grounded. Whatever part of your physical body is touching the floor or a chair, wherever you happen to be standing, leaning, supporting yourself, notice that there's gravity involved. Yes, that's right. It's an invisible force. And what is gravity doing? It's holding you here. It's holding you. It's keeping you from flying off into space, right? Gravity is holding us all here. It's holding the atmosphere under the earth, which allows us to live and breathe. It's holding every structure firmly and rooted to the ground. It's holding us. Its field, gravitational pull, is like a string that tethers us to this planet. And it's a good thing to have. It's just like the silver cord, the thread that tethers us to our bodies, to our physical bodies for this incarnation. Let yourself become aware, fully and totally consciously aware of the fact that you are a divine being, limitless, powerful, divine, free, loving, kind, wise, intelligent, special, unique, blessed in so many ways. This infinite existence that we have is granted to us by the divine spark that animates all life forms. Everything we see in our physical universe and everything unseen in the unseen worlds and realms and dimensions, it's all connected to the one, the singularity, the source. We belong together, we belong here, we belong now. This is our time, this is our space, this is our lives. We get this opportunity, this lifetime, this lifespan that the physical body has. We get this opportunity to be physical for just a blink of an eye, really. In geologic time, human beings exist for just a millisecond. We have so much more to achieve, so much more to evolve into. And the love of this new moon, as it sheds its beautiful darkness upon us, gives us the fertility, the potential, the opportunity to imagine, to dream, to create, and for you for when you return. But in this moment, at this exact precise moment, we are free from all encumbrances, all obstacles been removed. There is only the yes of positive flowing through us now. The yes that the universe whispers to us every single day whenever we think of anything, good or bad. If we think it and we feel it, we experience it, we say yes to it. What are you saying yes to? Desire? If not, take it, package it up, put it on the shelf. Deal with it some time. This is not the time for things you do not want. This is the time to imagine and manifest and plant seeds for what it is that we wish to create. This very moment is creation time. That's it. Relax. Move into the dark. She had started her shadow. Soul purpose, allowing us the privacy to create our own heart, what we are doing. I'm choosing this to a new career, a new lifestyle for myself. For those of you who don't know much about me, Rita, I am located in southern New Jersey in the United States. I'm 57 years old, self-employed, and started a small cleaning business. This cleaning business part of the process that the universe took me through in order to arrive at this point right now. At this point, January 2nd, 2022, I stand before you now ready to shift and change again. I know this in the deep heart of my entire being. I know I'm ready. Prior to this, I didn't know I was ready. I didn't think I was ready. I know I'm ready now. So I'm going to take this opportunity right now. Imagine the life that I would like to lead. I imagine myself fully exiting this business, little by little, step by step, day by day, pulling back a little bit at a time, reducing the number of hours that I'm working. Pulling back a little day by day, finding people around me to support me in the work that I'm choosing to do. My customers support me, my workers support me, and the universe supports me with abundance and prosperity, with people and support and ideas and input 10 years ago. Take these gifts, and using them to serve the highest good possible. Allowing myself to be completely and totally in service to divine, knowing all of my needs are being taken care of, and that the best, highest good is the outcome for all involved in the transitional state that I'm in right now. It feels so wonderful to be free to do what I choose, to spend each day creating, writing, to being, interacting with individuals on a one-on-one basis, and in groups, and in community, coming together as one, feeling the support and love, knowing that this work is vitally important and it is part of my life path. I am choosing it now. I am patiently awaiting the traditional aspects of this to manifest in my 3D reality world. I see it first in the potential. I see it first in the darkness. I see it first in the heavens, in the stars. I see it first in the mind's eye. I feel it first in my emotional body. I feel relief that comes from knowing where I need to be. I feel it. I see it. I can complete it now. I know who I am. This is where I belong. It feels so good. And now a wave of gratitude sweeps over me. Oh, I'm so thankful that I have the support of the universe moving me in divine timing along a trajectory that has been laid higher self, my other soul, my guides, my angels, my spiritual support team, the blueprint that was laid out prior to my incarnation. I can see it in my mind's eye as a chart with a path that's already been formed, and I can see that all it takes for me to move along this path is trust and faith. Trust and faith. Anytime any of the feelings comes up in life, I look at Square's face and fear, you are nothing but an illusion. Nothing but an illusion. Doubt, why would I doubt? How could I possibly doubt the intelligence and vast beauty and love of the universe? How could I ever doubt that my highest good isn't on its mind? I know my highest good is on its mind because the universe is prodding and poking me to move in the direction that I am meant to move into. And little by little, I'm shedding my fears, shedding my hesitations, coming full circle, recognizing and seeing the thing in me that may be healed and healing them, asking for assistance in healing them, acknowledging that I'm not alone, that I walk this path with light, with angels, I walk this path with you, my friends, my listeners. You may not know me, come to hear my voice more often. You may never have heard of me before, but you will appreciate the messages that come through me. For I am eternal light. I am awakened by the heavens. The angels themselves have come upon me to allow me this privilege and honor to speak on their behalf. And it is my privilege to do so. It is an honor to serve in this way. And I am so very grateful to all beings. May all beings be at peace into this world. We are bringing ourselves full circle. I am imagining this for myself now and setting these intentions at this moment, that I will be moved into the role I am meant to inhabit, and that it will happen in divine timing, and I am under the grace and protection of the angels. Now I would like to use some tarot cards because I've been getting really interested in using tarot. I have in front of me a deck of tarot cards that's called the Philly Tarot. Again, I am from Southern New Jersey, which is about 10 minutes from the city of Philadelphia on the side of the Delaware River. So for all intents and purposes, I shout out to the Eagles who won. Yeah, that's right. I'm an Eagles fan too, and I'm not apologizing for it. So we're taking a minute to just kind of shuffle this deck, and I'm going to ask a couple of questions. You know, last year I did a book that was called The Biddy Tarot Plan, B-I-D-Y. It's from Bridget Almont, and I really, really enjoy her books. I've ordered my 2020 planner, but it's not here yet. So I don't know what the questions are going to be in the new moon spread in the book. But I'm going to take a minute to just kind of come up with my own. And we're going to put a couple of cards, see if we can get some direct answers. So I'm showing the card, and I'm going to separate the deck like that. Cut the deck. Okay. Moon is, how can I more fully embody the transitional energy that's coming through now? How can I more fully embody the transitional energy that's coming through now? And the card is, oh my gosh, the Two of Wands. This has come out for me so many times. Oh, okay. So what this card says to me is it's about looking forward, making decisions, and getting ready for a chance to travel, even to move out, to move forward with a sense of purpose. You know, for me, this card is all about making a choice and supporting yourself in it. So how can I more fully embody the energy of this transition? I can own it and know that I have chosen. I have made my choice. There is no going back. And I am totally and completely supported in this. I'm looking forward. The world is in my hands. A higher perspective, and really feel and know that the energy of this transitional moment is rooted and grounded in having made that choice. I know what I want, and I can see it. For anyone listening, if you have anything that you want to accomplish, but you're not really sure, maybe you feel like you're in an indecisive mode, just let me tell you something about this. For the last 10 years, I've been in this what should I do mode. Like, should I stay? Should I go? Should I this? Should I that? I've always had these binary choices, right? And I've struggled with what to do. My guidance has always been just keep moving forward. Just keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going. And you'll know when the time is right that it's time to move, that it's time to take a decision. And let me tell you something. That happened for me in 2021. A series of events occurred that really solidified what my choices should and would be. And now I can sit here calmly and confidently in this driver's seat of January 2022 and say, I know what I want. So making a choice sometimes can take a little bit of time. And when you're ready, you'll know. So don't torture yourself. Just keep taking care of yourself, loving yourself, honoring yourself, and make sure that you're trusting your own choices, okay? All right, my next card I'm going to pull. Let's see, what question should I ask for this one? Okay, how can I deal with the waiting? Because I know I've been asked, my guides and all of my own readings, the patience card comes a lot. I have to have patience. I think I am being patient. I want to ask tarot cards now at this point. How can I help myself through the time where I need to be patient? What can I do during the time that I need to be doing work that I'm perhaps not excited to do as I wait for the work to come along? What should I do in those moments? How can I effectively, and the card that came out is the Four of Wands. Now, this card, if you're not familiar with it, shows two people in the center holding up bouquets of flowers. There's garlands of flowers. It has this sense of celebration. And once again, as I look at the Philly deck, they use iconic symbols. So for for the deck of wands or the clothespin, there's a clothespin statue that a famous artist did fill out. But there's two people in the center with the flowers raised up and there's City Hall in the distance. This is an indication of the heart. Home to your heart. Find rest and peace as you love. So for me, the pains and the waiting is about just being comfortable with who I am and with who I am. The relationships in my life are definitely beginning to play a significant role in allowing me to feel to wait. Okay, because I have people with me along this journey and they're going to make it fun and it's going to be amazing. I'm going to pull one more card. And this card I want to ask, which I have. It's new moon energy, new moon time. It's time to put the seed, set your intentions. What is the best intention I can set right now for becoming a spiritual teacher and moving into that role as it opens up to me with each passing day? And the card is the King of Swords. Oh my God, this is so great. I believe on this card it's Walt Whitman. Walt Whitman is a favorite famous poet from Philadelphia. And he's holding a feather, which in this deck, the swords are symbolized by feathers. But for me, the King of Swords is someone who has his thoughts together, who knows what he wants, who is prepared to be discerning and thoughtful and creative, who has everything he needs to create the life of dreams. So this is it. I have to remember that I'm rooted in the deciding made. If I have to wait and it's the patience required, people are going to love. And that the future for me is going to give me exactly what I want, sitting on that throne of authority and feeling fully engaged in the work that I love to do. I love this. This is so great. I want to thank you guys for being with me tonight. And I hope you'll tune in again. This was kind of a surprise out of the blue show, but I'll definitely be more get inspired. And I was definitely inspired to meet. You can do them by Zoom or phone. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. I make that time and you make that time. And we will be your guide angel and see what you need to know. I love you so much. And I all the blessings that you can find in this beautiful new year. Many blessings to you. Namaste.